Do you want to know the new thing that people are doing to get a buzz?
To get a buzz, you mean like to get high?
To get
like,
high.
Oh, like what? What's the new thing?
So now I have your attention.
Yeah.
They're saying that you shouldn't do it. So just stop doing it. It started in Scandinavia. And this okay. happened. This started. It all starts on TikTok.
Of course. Which means that this is not real. Yeah.
Well, it's real because they're saying don't do it. People are putting nicotine patches in their buttholes and their foreskins for a buzz.
Oh my God. Do you remember that episode? My favorite episode of News Radio, which is like my favorite show, is my favorite sitcom. There's a great scene where Phil Hartman, one of the characters, is trying to quit smoking. They won't let him smoke anymore because he keeps smoking inside. He's the newscaster, and he smokes inside the newsroom, and they won't let him do that anymore. So they say to him, oh, you know, why don't you use the nicotine patch instead? He's like, oh, okay. So he puts on the nicotine patch, and he comes in, and he passes out, and they find out it's because he's wearing them around his entire body like a belt.
He's like 40 on.
Yeah, no one told him not to put them all around him like a belt. That's what he says. You know, yeah. So when I think of the nicotine patch, I think of that. That's who came, like, how do you start? Who takes the nicotine patch? Who's the first person to be like, I'm going to put this in my butthole?
Or my foreskin. They're telling you, don't do this because it can cause skin damage and lead to addiction. So this is one thing you don't
wait. Don't
be
say don't say addiction if you're going to say foreskin. I wouldn't use that word if I were
but
you.
But this is one thing you don't want to be addicted to. It's like I'll be right back. Gotta go to the bathroom and take care of some things. So yeah, started in Scandinavia. It's probably going to come here, and somebody here is going to try it. You'd know it.
I just don't understand. I have a lot of questions. Did they take the nicotine patch and try it on different parts of their body and end up in the butthole? Or did they try different things in their butthole and then go, oh, the nicotine patch is the one that's getting me the most high? Like, what did they use before that? Baby aspirin? You know, like what else would you stick in your butthole and be like, this could work?
No, they say it started where people are getting drunk. And then they take the nicotine patch out and put it in weird places. They're experimenting with nicotine.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the kind of thing you... That's not what we meant by experimenting. We said we experimented in college. That's not what we meant. I've heard of women that put Coke in their vagina.
Like Coca-Cola?
No, cocaine. Oh. They don't want to snort it because they don't want to mess up their nose. So they put a little bit in their vagina. Yeah, I've heard about that before.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, well, I have. And sadly, I've heard about it. That's another one that you just don't do it. You should not do that. We're not advocating any of this stuff. This is a cautionary tale. This is a PSA, a public service announcement.
How do you do that?
You put it on your finger and you stick it up there like a you wet a tampon, put some in and stick it on up there. I've heard people that have put tampons in vodka. I'm telling you, if you can put something in somewhere, there's someone out there that has put that thing in that place.
Cocaine, though. In there. Why would you pick there?
I feel like it's a waste of good drugs. Like,
that's
that seems
what I'm
like.
Thinking. It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
You're right. Where do you start? You start with the crushed aspirin and then go, my headache went away.
Right.
I should put it in my foreskin and see how that works.
I haven't peed for days, but I have no headache.
Right. So it must work. So yeah, give me that line. No, this is, I've never heard of this. So they're telling you stuff.
Yeah, I wonder if it started with, here's where I think it probably started. It probably started with somebody that was hiding it there. It burst. They got a little high and they went, huh? It's more than just a hiding place.
I think I'm going to get on TikTok.
I can't wait to show the world.
I'm in Scandinavia. I'm getting on TikTok and telling the world you need to try this in the butthole.
Yeah. You know what that says to me? That says don't ever hire me. Like if that's your TikTok, That screams to any prospective employer, I never want to work at your company.
Yeah, you should Google these people.
They do. Oh, are you kidding me? I'm sure that employers now look at your social media to see, like, I know that they do, to see what kind of person you are. Because, you know, at an interview, you come across great and wonderful and say all the right things. They look at your resume and it's so perfect. You don't have that, you know, one summer in your life that you spent on some guy's couch drunk. Like, you don't put that on there, you know. So on it, you just, your resume looks great. But if you go to social media, you get a real sense who people are. And I think TikTok even more so.